What is shaking bacon? It's Monday, and guess what that means? It is T minus 5 days until this. You see this?
I'm really feeling it.
This is how we danced in the 80s, Big Greg. You here?
Woo!
There he is. I like it. We have a little table over there now.
Yeah.
And sometimes Greg
the
sits
woo table.
The woo table. And I like it. I like it because occasionally, Tim, welcome to the morning show. My name is Dennis, Tim. I get things wrong, and you're here to correct me. But this is double duty
corrections.
Here. They call Greg double duty, double insurance policy, double indemnity. You can't try. You can't get me twice for the same crime. You know what I mean, sir and or ma'am.
Woo!
I'm excited. You know, he's getting to the point where it's almost like when R2-D2 gets like shot with a blaster.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he just runs out of it. I love that very much. It's going to be a week of shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. We're all going to be very tired by Friday, but. For those of you coming to prom, it's going to be so fun. We are planning the show.
Hashtag done. KF prom.
Hashtag KF prom is what we're using right now. If you guys did not know, this is the morning show. It happens Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It's a live show. We talk to you live, just like DDanger10, who says, happy prom week. Happy prom week back to you, DDanger10. Of course, if you guys are not fortunate enough or don't have the time to watch this live, we put it up on YouTube every day as well. If you're watching on YouTube, throw in that hashtag KF prom. That's going to be the word today. And also, let us know your thoughts on any of the stories that we talk about or the movies that we talk about, because you watched a lot of movies this weekend. I watched a lot of movies this weekend.
It was a movie weekend.
It was a perfect
movie. I also got sunburned. I was in the sun for 5 minutes, but you know what? Shit happens.
Actually, I was in the sun for 5 hours. I got tan.
Ooh.
See that motherfucker?
Oh, damn.
Shit.
Holy shit.
Shit.
The Cobra.
Sun. Of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube and you got this far in the video and you haven't clicked off yet, we appreciate you. Please subscribe. It's pretty awesome. Hit that notification bell button to make sure you get all these videos as they come to you each and every day.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Roughly around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Would you say that's accurate, Kevin?
When you finish the show on time.
When we post this? Oh, it's a 15-minute differential on that part.
That's sometimes the difference between 1 and 1:15.
Listen, let me ask you guys this question. Do you want to put creativity in a box?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do it. You put it in a box,
you can't
it's
do
like
it.
Water. Can you put water in a box?
What
Greg?
About a time slot?
Greg, you ever try to put water in a box? It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Oh, well, it what seems about out. Boxed water?
Boxed water, exception that proves the rule.
Got it.
Exception that proves the rule. Well said. I've heard it both ways.
There it is. No sponsor this week, but we will be giving away a game later in the show. Of course, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level and talk to us via that way, we appreciate that support. Please do that now or throughout the show. We'll get tips after all the news stories. Kevin, before we get into news, you know what section it is. Roll it.
I do.
What kind of hotel is this?
Prom? Oh no! Oh no!
Sorry. What time is it? What
time is it? I'm confused. Where do I go from here?
Sorry, my fingers.
As we mentioned, everyone, prom is heating up. Of course, if you still want to attend the event, there are some tickets left. Kindoffunny.com/tickets. That's what's happening. That's not the top housekeeping though. We are doing prom nominations for prom king and queen. Those are not nominations. We're gonna be voting on those later this week. So what happened was, if you're going to prom, Joey reached out, emailed you, and said, do you want to run for prom king and queen? A bunch of you got back to us. We're calling that list. We're going to be announcing all of the nominees tomorrow morning, probably on this show, I would imagine, if not,
yes,
before the show.
It's on the show.
We'll
it's
go through
show.
It. Fantastic. And then Friday, you guys can actually vote for your prom king and queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question. We're opening that up to everyone.
Everyone right? can vote on it.
Okay, so if you guys want, and people have already started campaigning for this.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong.
Some of them are going a little too hard.
The brother and sister, I forget who you are.
Quaid and Candida.
Thank you. Y'all got me this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll bring up people's campaign, you know, excursions throughout the week.
I assume so. Joey will probably call that list.
I lost somebody here.
What happened?
That I wanted to read out. Someone's coming from Ireland, and I wanted to give him a shout-out.
Amy Gills!
No, it's not Amy Gills. It's not Amy Gills.
Fuck Amy Gills.
You gotta bring that shillelagh.
Amy Gills is coming too, though.
Love Amy Gills!
Somewhere foreign.
Alright, well, I'm sorry, I lost
you. You can find it.
Start with a K.
You can keep looking for it. While we do that, next up, Greg will be playing Lumines on the PS4 tomorrow morning on this channel, and he says, around 9 a.m.
Around 9 a.m.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't see what you were wearing.
Will you please sing Thunderstruck for me, Nick?
Wait, I gotta sing it for you?
I like that. I thought you were gonna start with this singing, but no.
Thunder. Greg. You know, I have to put your name in there.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just remind me that the champ is here. Greg, hey, do me a favor. Get this out of the way because they can't see the belt. All right? And you go like that. Perfect. You turn a little bit lower.
Oh, my God.
And a little bit over more. Champ is here. Greg Miller, Kinda Funny World Champion. Happy to be here. Happy that it's hashtag KF Prom Week. Excited to see so many of you. I use Thor dollars. You know what I'm talking about.
We're up against the walls, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow, Luminous Remastered out on every platform pretty much known to man. I said, hey, Kevin, you want to stream some Luminous with me?
What is it?
He said, yes. He said, I can pick you up at 9 a.m., drive you over. I said, great. He said, well, it'll be a little bit before 9. Great. We can stream at 9, though, I asked. And he said, we'll be around 9. So around 9 tomorrow, chill stream, where I show you Luminous, the game I am best in the world at.
Nick, can you check out that depth of focus, man? Like, the window is so small. He's so blurred.
I know. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Keely Q9 says, I fly out to SF for prom from Ireland tomorrow morning. Shout out to you, Keely.
Now, I got more good news for you, Tim. Mm-hmm. I'm still in my biking gear, which makes me even more limber.
You're the most limber you've ever.
More limber.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
This is how a champ fucking moves and
feels. Go around Nick, too.
How limber it
is. Go around Nick, too.
It's so limber.
Oh, my God. I am limber enough to do it, but I would need Kevin to hold my ass cheeks, probably.
Now, Greg, as you know, you call yourself the champ.
I do, because I beat you in Mario Tennis. I can't. How many times I got to tell you? Get this out of there. So
it's for the people.
Yeah, it is for the people. They want to see this.
They need to hide the.
This gold's been gone from this show for too long. You know what
I mean?
Greg, give me a rock and roll. You know what I mean? Give me a rock and roll with that belt. There it is.
You want to close?
Yeah, I'm so rocked. Oh, now I'm rolled.
That's the roll, man. The rock and roll. I'll tell you, Greg.
Thanks, audio listeners.
We do have fun here. You and I have been in what a lot of people call.
Hold on a second, sorry.
What's up? You calling your mom?
David Fincher. But a possible roll.
Oh, I understand.
I know who that is.
David Fincher? Okay. Yeah, no problem. Make sure you respond back to him in your normal cunning way.
No,
Greg.
Stop, please.
Jesus, Kevin, I ruined my bike today, so I'm all loose and limber.
All my ligaments are
loose.
You know have the loose liggies?
You ever get some taffy and put it on a nail? Come on, everybody!
Now, I'm going to tell you one thing right now, Greg. There's been a lot of debate as to whether or not you're the real champ.
There hasn't, actually.
But I will tell you one thing that never lies. But never lies. Numbers. Kevin, bring this up. The people have spoken.
No, this is cutting up.
My video is destroying yours by about 500 views. Now, in our world and in every other world, that is a huge margin from which you cannot come back from. Okay, do you understand that? A lot of people think 1.7, put a pin in it, it's done.
Now, the thing is, you cheated. You made last week.
I didn't cheat. I just told people there were these videos.
On Friday,
I didn't tell them
you
to
invited
do.
Me here under false pretenses to come on your show.
You're on the show every Friday.
You know, I've heard it both ways. And the problem being, of course, is that we were in this Mario Not Bros, youtube.com/MarioNotBros. Yeah. We're in this competition.
Go to see subscribe. Who's
you're awesome, here's why video can do better views.
Yeah.
Because I was crushing you.
It's a competition.
I was crushing you.
Yeah.
Crushing you. And then you went and made a short link. You went to kindoffunny.com, whatever.
Mario's awesome.
Underestimated how many of the audio listeners and YouTube listeners would then go, oh, that's a funny joke, I'll do that. Because I went over to Reddit.
Yeah.
Where these shitless layabouts about it. I put it up, I'm like, hey, I need your help, and they're all just putting up funny comments. Oh, then Nick's the true champ. Greg's not the real champ.
It's not funny,
they
it's
made
true.
This really funny SpongeBob gif about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You want Heal Greg subreddit? You'll get Heal Greg subreddit! But here's what I'm doing. Kevin, go full screen.
Okay.
I'm here to appeal to you, viewers on YouTube.
Jesus,
and
what is
of course,
this?
Audio listeners. I've made my own URL. It says kindoffunny.com, Nick sucks. Kindoffunny.com/Nick sucks.
Actually, technically what it says,
I need you to go there.
Depending on if you're reading it by the size, it says kindoffunny.com/Nick sucks.
If I made on screen,
I did not space it out well.
You should have made it kindoffunny.com/Nick_sucks.
No, that's too complicated. Again, as I learned,
but it's more accurate.
The subreddit kids over there, they can't even click on a link. They're not going to put an underscore in there. Kindoffunny.com/Nick Sucks
Okay.
He's not the champ anymore. He's bamboozled you guys for too long. He's a team fat quitter. I think he's growing more hair because of the him sponsorship. Stop him in his tracks.
That biotin, baby.
It's about time Greg Miller got something. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Let it be the win here on Mario Not Bros YouTube channel.
I'm with you. They've been taking it away from you for years.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to bring it back.
Woo, baby.
Oh, man.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
I hate the rock.
Is it time for Tim's daily hug?
No.
Yes, it is.
We've been doing this for a while now, remember?
This is my fucking hell.
We just need to remind him.
Get in there.
It's okay.
No. Oh, God. Everything's so warm.
Let it go.
Give him a squeeze. I'll give him a squeeze.
I don't like the squeeze.
And just to be clear, because sometimes on the Reddit, these fucking trolls don't understand. That was just the character. Greg still loves you. He'll still be on there. But once in a while, you're going to bring out Champ Greg on the Reddit. It's going to get fucking rough.
I don't like
They're going to get rock and roll.
Rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, personally.
And we broke the website.
And to the comic book shop downstairs.
God damn it, not again!
But what you can do is go to the link that I'm posting here.
Is that me or is that Nick?
Jericho says, I feel how bad it feels, Tim.
Kevin, no! Kevin's promoting his own video!
Yes!
What? Oh, no. Oh, no! A new contestant has been
great. Jesus Christ.
While you guys are over there, of course, subscribe to Mario Not Bros' channel. He's a good cat. He's a good cat. Got a great tattoo.
I appreciate that Greg accidentally said hashtag. Because I don't know if you remember this, Nick.
I do remember this.
Remember when we and Alfredo were youngins at IGN and we're like, fuck a hashtag. We're going to make the hashtag.
Yeah.
Use the dollar sign and then say something.
It was the fucking best thing.
Didn't take off, but it was. You were really into the idea.
I love it. I love, you know me, I love stupid ideas that aren't possible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand this, right?
We have the kind of funny best
friends.
We can make the hashtag a thing.
Dude, I look back at those old videos, some of those old videos we made, and I'm like, it's these are gold.
Gold.
These are gold.
Utter gold.
They should have been millions.
We haven't watched the Donkey Kong Monster Truck video enough on this channel.
We really have not, mostly because I'm embarrassed by it. It's the stupidest thing I've ever done.
It's so good. It's you at your best.
It really is. I had to shave it. I want to shave my head so badly.
No, you've got amazing hair. It won't come back, man.
I've seen the hashtags in the chat.
It's not bad, but I just want to just get it done, man. Just get it, like, streamlined. Grow the beard out. Shave it out. Call it a day. All right. Time for the news. I just wanted to see if he was like far away from it.
Yeah.
Remember, of course, if you want to talk shit to me or to Greg Miller, you can do that via tips. We will take tips.
Shut up your ass if you want to talk shit to Greg Miller.
Or if you have 500 bits or more, we will take those as well.
I will never not think the end of the news videos funny.
Whoa.
Fucking Star Wars shit.
That was cool.
The when it's you, life. The last three images of you. It's so funny.
AJ did a great job on that. Before we get to this news story, I want to talk to you about your weekend. You watched some fun stuff.
I did.
And Kevin has also seen some fun stuff. I saw The Incredibles a little bit before you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibles 2, rather. Kevin saw it. You saw it.
I saw it.
I want to do a discussion about this.
A quick
this.
Discussion? Yeah, spoiler-free discussion?
I kind of feel like...
I don't think it's been long enough to do spoilers.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think that the spoiler, like, would add anything to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think let's keep it spoiler free. You guys have sold me on
I this. Enjoyed the movie a
there
lot.
There are just parts of the movie that I want to talk to you guys about.
There is parts
that
of the movie
not
that are
spoilers, but are the
you
best
were
thing
right.
ever made.
You
They're
Nick
the best
was
thing
right.
ever day.
What was it? Was it the
I don't
like,
we can't talk about. It. We just said this kind
of it's a part well, it's, a, it's with Jack Jack. It, it, it's one
yeah,
of the Jack
it's,
Jack
it's
moments.
When he starts, right?
It's midway through where Jack Jack's watching the TV and sees the criminals and then looks over and
oh my god, yeah. I don't know how I forgot. That gold. Is, I can't believe that they put that in the middle of it and that it fucking stole
it's
the show.
So, yeah, I just want that clip live
so we can just,
so
watch,
I can just
it.
Watch it again. Because it's like pure joy. And I saw it with my wife and we could not stop laughing. Not only the fact that, but how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how it's like, you think it's over
and,
like,
and it's
fucking there again.
Dude, it's so good. You should watch Incredibles 2. It's like that. There was so much hype going into this, like 13 years of hype, where it's like there's no way it's gonna.
Did you get the video beforehand where they're like, "Hey guys, thanks for waiting."
Yeah. And all that
sorry
shit.
It took so long.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, it's weird that they chose to start with an apology.
I feel like that was a bad call, honestly.
Yeah,
terrible
I think so
call.
Too. Yeah. How long did we wait for Toy Story 2?
Not like, long. Two really? Years. 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, but I feel like
didn't it go Toy Story, Bug's Life, and then Toy Story 2?
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they made the movie, but I wasn't clamoring for another Incredibles. Yeah, I'm sure there are diehard Incredible fans out there, but I would have been like, "Cool, you made one. Great. I'm happy you made one. I don't give a fuck when it happened."
Yeah,
you know, because I know it was gonna be good.
Bug's Life.
I didn't know it was gonna be good. Pixar sequels, hit or miss.
Pixar sequels, though, historically better than anyone else's sequels.
I don't know. Not historically. I wouldn't say that. It's hit or miss. They either are or they aren't.
Well, I mean, they gave us Toy Story 2, 3, and...
Which are amazing.
Which are good.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Like,
amazing.
They're good. Yeah. So, like, that alone, I'm like, they can do it. Mm-hmm. They can do it.
But they also gave us Finding Dory. They also gave us Cars, too.
Finding Dory wasn't terrible, though.
But it's not good.
No, but it wasn't... I think it was good.
I think Cars 2... a fun addition. Cars 2 is bad.
Cars 2 is the worst Pixar movie.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Fucking period.
So yeah. Followed very
Monsters University,
in my opinion, by...
unnecessary. Not a bad movie, but not good.
So, like, that was my question with Incredibles. I was like, is this going to feel like a straight-to-DVD movie? Like Disney does sometimes, where you're like, hey, it's Pocahontas The Return, or whatever, like Pocahontas 9. You're like, what the fuck?
Do not talk shit about fucking Aladdin Return of Jafar.
Well, that's what I was talking
also,
about.
Also, Pocahontas definitely has a second movie. Pocahontas goes, explores. Is there three?
There's three Pocahontas.
There's three of everything.
But I, sitting in that theater, I'm like, they're going to deliver. It's Brad Bird. Brad Bird knows how to fucking deliver, okay? People say that his Mission Impossible may be the best Mission Impossible. I would argue it's not.
I know,
but I'm sure there's someone out there.
But no, so what were your thoughts on overall Incredibles 2?
I thought it was great. I thought it was better than the first one, surprisingly. I thought it reminds me a lot of Force Awakens and A New Hope, where it's the exact same movie.
It really is.
It's
very
just modernized. I watched Incredibles 1 last week to prepare for this, and everything about that movie, except for the visuals, ages very well. Visually, it's like, oh man, early CG was rough. And
really?
Even that, I would say, is early. Yeah, like, everything looks super plasticky and, like, just like, their eyes don't look like they're in their faces.
Interesting.
They look like they move separately. Mm-hmm. But then seeing this, I'm like, wow, like, this is really what they're capable of. And I feel like they nailed the characters. They knew what made the Incredibles 1 special, which is the family dynamic.
Yeah.
And they did a very good job with it.
They doubled down on this. I just want to do a shout out to the actual art direction. I fucking love the style of this movie. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's all that retro, like, not postmodern.
Disneyland looking thing. Well, like
that
Tomorrowland.
60s style, yeah, like future, like, I guess it's post, what is it? Retro, I forget what the term is for.
I think it's postmodern, right?
It might be. I don't want to use that term misleadingly.
That sounds right to me. Yeah. But that combined with the music is like, so they know what the fuck they're
doing. Love
they
got Samuel L. Jackson back for it. Love that his character is actually pretty prominent. I just like the little twists and turns of it. I think that ultimately, yeah, you're right. It's very, like, it's very derivative of the first one. But that's not necessarily
But I
bad
think,
for me.
I also think it's better than the first
Mid-century
one.
Mid-century modern, and I think is what I was looking for.
Yes, that sounds right.
Thank you.
But I do think that it, like, it's better than it in the sense that, like, it understood what was good and went, like, harder. Like, the comedy was even better and, like, I think more.
Then using their powers, comedy. They used them in much more interesting ways. The, round of bad guys had cool powers that worked well against what they were doing.
Yeah. I like that it built off the first one, obviously, like, in the tone and the themes, which I liked. And then I like some of the twists. And I love that they don't, like, the kids always end up playing some sort of pivotal role. Where, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love that they find interesting things for the kids to do. I don't think they gelled as much this time as a team. Like, the way they had all come together, I was like, all right, whatever.
Oh, I thought it was way better. Having just watched the last one, I was like, this is kind of weak, actually, when they really come together.
See, I love that moment where Dash is, like, where they're all on the island doing things, and Dash is running and doesn't realize he's running on water until he looks down, and then it kicks in, and then they have that awesome sequence where they end up losing, but, like, they come together as a family and fight everything. I'm like... It's cool. It's really well done. Beautiful moment.
I think what this movie does best is Incredibles 1 came out in a very different time in terms of superhero movies and stuff, and I feel like that's why I got so much credit. There's been 100 superhero movies, 30 good superhero movies since then, and I feel like Incredibles 2 still stands out.
Yeah.
It's still...
I really do.
It tells a good story that, like, I also feel isn't... I was worried it was going to parody what we've seen in the last 20 years way too much, and it didn't. It totally avoids it. Like, there's, like, no MCU references. There's no, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, superheroes are everywhere. It's like, no, they're like, we're just going to pick up right where the other one left off.
I love it. And I actually thought the action sequences were very well done, too. Like, you go back and watch, I accidentally watched First Class this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And, like, so you're so...
Accidentally.
Well, I was like, I thought we were supposed to this week, but whatever. I'll watch it again in a couple weeks. But it's interesting because you're seeing the evolution in the X-Men movies. That's why these are so fascinating to watch, because you're seeing the evolution, no pun intended, of the action sequences and how they're getting more like frenetic and more modern, and how the stories are being boiled down. And then, as like, you can see them actually reacting to, like, the Marvel universe as it's picking back up. It's really, really cool. But I thought they did a great job with this, and I want to watch it again.
I did want to say I felt like the twist in this was very weak.
Like, so yeah, was the first one, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I just feel like this one, more so being the second one, where it's like, yeah, you know, like...
I feel like this movie has all the cons the first one had as well. Yeah.
Well, actually, I like the twist in the first one. I like the syndrome twist. You saw it coming. You're like, clearly this guy's the bad guy. We don't know why. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, okay, this is what he's trying to go for. I thought it was kind of clever. I'm like, I buy that. This guy's that crazy. He feels slighted and he wants to do that. This one, I was like, all right, who's the bad guy?
Not even that hard. Like, what are we doing here?
Not even that hard. But then we get to the Jack scene. And I'll tell you.
So good.
It's worth the admission price of admission alone.
Right there. I'll tell you, it wasn't worth the price of admission, though. That fucking psychotic dumpling short they played beforehand.
I didn't like it.
That was terrible.
What?
Really didn't like it.
Oh, terrifying. I really enjoyed it.
I cried at the end of it, but it was terrifying.
Yeah, when like the climax happens, it was like, holy shit, this is fucked up.
Yeah. It's definitely sad, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
I don't know. I thought it was really pretty, and I thought it did a great job telling a story. Like, as they often do, in silence with only visuals to really 3 minutes. Feel shit. Yeah.
Talking about that short.
We got Andy on the mic.
Man, I got emotional.
Did you watch Incredible Steve?
That was beautiful, yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah. I think we talked about this, right?
I just saw it on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting much from a Pixar sequel. It was either going to be fine or I was just going to kind of be bored by it, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome.
You also have it's just listening to Holly Hunter and Craig T. I mean, she's fucking great. And Bob Odenkirk, right?
Yeah. LJ.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And our boy Mike Urbintraut, fucking as the
old
man.
Oh, my God, right. That is him. I forget.
Dicker.
I don't know, Walter.
We'll see what happens. That's so good.
Andy, you watched Westworld the whole season, right? Mm-hmm. Greg, you saw it as well?
Yeah!
Any thoughts on that?
Can I use this mic, Greg?
I thought the finale was better than I expected. But still...
Do I need to go back and watch this second season?
I think there were maybe...
I think the two episodes before the finale, I think, are worth watching and are awesome.
I think episode 8 is the best one.
One
9?
Of them's a standalone episode that's supposed to be really good, right?
Episode 8 is
episode
a standalone.
Standalone, yeah.
Yeah. I think there were maybe 3 or 4 really good episodes and a lot of sort of what is going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it tries to be too smart at moments where it's just like, how freaky can we get with this plot? How, you know, what sort of twists and turns? And by the final episode, although I enjoyed it, there were a lot of really good moments. It's just, I feel like it takes twists for the sake of taking twists.
Yeah. Last episode was confusing as fuck.
Yeah.
Not to mention the whole, I guess, really the whole season was, once Bernard's it up the entire time, but.
Yeah.
So do you guys feel like season 3 is coming back? Are you going to watch this must watch?
This felt like it could end.
I thought so too. When I was watching it, I was like, I'm pretty sure they've confirmed a season 3, but this feels like it could be a series finale.
Yeah. I thought it was... I thought they did a good enough job. I thought they did way better than I thought they would with what I'd seen the prior episodes. Again, I feel like there were maybe 3 or 4 really strong episodes, and a lot of them were just, ugh, wow, that wasn't very good.
See, Nick, it works. It works for the kind of TV and things you watch, where you can just put it on and do something else while you're doing. You can check your phone. You can do. I mean, you're gonna be like, wait, what? But I mean, I think wait, what is the entire season?
Yeah,
I
just season one, you were like, wait, what? And you'd actually rewind it, like, whoa, that was cool. That was very meta. This one just seems like they're throwing so many just extraneous shit in there. It doesn't feel as cohesive as the first season.
There's cool moments, I think, in just about every episode. But definitely, I mean, the first ones were super rocky. But like. Even in the finale, it's hard.
There were some really great moments in the finale that were arcs that I cared about, and they were arcs that that weren't necessarily explored as much as they could have. Mm-hmm.
Does the guy who's with Thandi Newton, the sexy Spaniard, does he just get naked a lot?
Guy from Unfaithful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot dude.
He has something weird with his eye. Did you notice, Greg?
How dare you?
There's something like
I don't really, judge people like you.
His eye was like super red the whole time.
Was
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
They've been fighting it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he was crying a lot.
I don't think you see him nude in this episode, no.
No.
That's unfortunate.
But
great body on
it
that
was
guy.
Really long. The last episode was like an hour and 25 minutes.
I'm good.
And then there were like crazy post-credit sequences, and I don't know. I thought it was better than I thought, but... Than I thought it was going to be, but I still don't. I didn't love season 2 as much as I wanted to.
I wouldn't recommend season 2. But if you want to see cool moments here or there, it was neat.
I think I'm done.
Episode 8 is standalone. It's so good.
Episode 8 deserves just to be watched.
How does it stand alone? Like, how is it not connected to anything?
It's connected, but you don't need to know the front
of the front half.
It's almost like they took that episode from Stranger Things where it was just that side story. Yeah. They did that with a character in Westworld. You remember Stranger Things,
where she goes to Detroit for no reason and hangs out with her.
They did this in a good way. They had a similar thing, but it was awesome. It was about a good side character.
I would have hated that episode.
No, but it was about a side character that they just told his story, and it's like, oh fuck, we've seen this guy in a totally different light, and now we're hearing his actual story, and it's really fucking
because Nick,
you watched
season one, right?
Yeah, I love
season. Then watch episode 8 because it's a character from season 1 that we didn't understand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, maybe I'll jump back into it. Let's see. Panzer2 says, I find myself browsing Netflix for 20 minutes every night before just settling on Psych Reruns on Amazon Prime. You're not alone.
You're living Nick's life.
You're living a life.
I don't know if it's his best life, but it's his life.
We do have a couple news stories I want to talk to you about, but before we do that, I watched a couple other movies I wanted. Of note, this weekend, Blade Runner 2049 went down that rabbit hole again. Gotta tell you, really
good
turned
hole
me
to be
on.
In. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because that movie is so, like, unabashedly slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that as a good thing. And then I watched like 4 movies over the weekend. I watched Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft movie, which actually, the one with Alicia Vikander. I liked it. It's fun. It's action-packed. You watch Blade Runner right after that, though, man. I'll tell you, though. There's just nothing like that. It's night and day.
Yeah.
I had to watch it. I had to pause it a little bit, walk away.
That's a movie I don't ever want to see again.
It's like, beautiful.
I loved it, and I don't want anything to tarnish my memory of that movie. I had such a great experience with it.
It's just like Interstellar, where you go back and you're like, God damn.
Another movie I don't ever want to watch again.
Well, I've seen both twice, and I liked them. Tomb Raider, on the other hand, I thought was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It's a lot more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be. And I think that's largely based off of the strength of the actors. You got Walter Guggen's guy, and Alicia Vikander.
Yeah.
Vikander. Great.
I gave it a shot. I watched maybe the first 20 minutes. I was like, not for me.
My main criticism with the movie is that up until the point, like, all the fun happens until they get into the tomb, and then you're like, what the fuck are we doing? What is this stupid thing that we're trying to find? And then there's a little bit of a payoff, and you're like, I don't know. The actual tomb raiding, part was not that fun. The setup part I thought was pretty cool. All right. Can I bring up this? Actually...
There's
a new story before this that I wanted to talk about.
Is there?
Yeah, I snuck a link in.
Okay, I was gonna say really quick. I watched Hereditary. That movie's fucked up.
A lot of people liking that movie. You saw it too, Greg?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Get on that shot, Mike.
Hi, everybody. It's Greg. Yeah, I saw Hereditary on Saturday night. I think it has the problem a lot of movies and things have where it was overhyped. It was good. It's a good movie, sure. Right? But I mean, it was like. I didn't think it was scary. It was a fun piece of horror or whatever. But I was done with it, and I was like, oh, okay, bye.
Were you uncomfortable for like 90% of it?
No,
I was wildly uncomfortable.
You're a fucked up human being.
We know this about you.
You're one of those people. Like so many people were talking, I was like, holy shit, this is gonna be like Exorcist.
I was not trying to hype the movie up.
It's so crazy that people throw Exorcist out there because like I've seen a lot of people be like. Oh man, like people are saying this is as scary as The Exorcist. It's like,
oh, I totally agree.
I guess like, I think I don't think The Exorcist was scary though.
Me neither.
I guess I watched it when I was way too like I don't know.
Well, I think when people say this is as scary as The Exorcist, they meant when The Exorcist came out, it terrified people.
When you watch
that now, it's totally cheesy.
When I went and saw The Exorcist re-release in theaters, I thought that was a scary movie. Because, like, in that dark room surrounded by other people, the flash of, like, fucking Satan up in the corner every so often, you're like, what the fuck
is
going on?
It's a freaky concept, too. Yeah. That's more psychological, I think. But
I thought this movie telegraphed all its moves.
Really?
With the exception of the big...
I feel like the big one was a huge one that, like,
but
no
changed the movie.
Yeah.
Agreed, but, like, when we, like, that's hard to say. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah.
When we were leading up to that point, I did a quick run of the trailers in my head. I was like, oh, fuck. That's cool. They're about to do this. But then from there on out, it was like... I don't want to spoil things. I mean, what you think the movie is about based on the trailers is what the movie is about. Huh. And which is another, like, the Paranormal Activity series has done the entire way. Like, now granted, this movie takes all that and condenses it into one movie, whereas Paranormal Activity has been like, here's 7 movies.
That's my thing, I feel like this movie is everything good about the Paranormal Activity movies.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying people were like, holy shit, here we go. Like, Jen and I were in the car, we're like, it was good, but like, I thought It Follows is a way better horror movie. You're like, let's go watch that. Let's go. When we went home, we're going to watch that.
Castle 812 in the chat says, Hereditary is more unsettling, not scary, in his opinion.
Totally.
Is that accurate?
Hereditary is not a scary movie. There's like it's
why
not
are you locking
scary.
Your door at night?
Because it's unsettling. I'm
what are you unsettled about? What do you think's gonna come get you?
I just get scared of shit. Like it's not Hereditary isn't scary. It's Hereditary in general. The thought of all of it and how unsettled I was. That I freak myself out about stuff.
Have you not thought about that before then?
About what?
The main plot of Hereditary that you found unsettling.
It's not so much the plot that's unsettling. It's like the way the movie's shot is unsettling. The atmosphere. The way that it lingers on shots and the way that it lingers on people's faces and emotions and everything. It's like, it is...
Fantastic performance by the mom in that movie.
Fucking amazing.
So the kid too. Or the boy too. I forget his name. He's been in a lot of stuff though.
Yeah. A lot of people shouting out Toni Collette for fucking locking this
thing. I mean, her performance was amazing. Her breakdown throughout the movie is just...
Yeah.
Perfectly captured. And every scene she's in, she has to... kind of own and set the tone for where everyone else is at, and like it's all over the place throughout the movie in a good way. Like it's where it should be.
Toni Collette is like Allison Janney level badass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you bring her in when you really fight. I just watched About a Boy like 2 months ago. She's the mother in that as well. Nicholas Holt being a little kid. Hugh Grant. Love Hugh Grant. Similar concept to Hereditary, only completely opposite.
There's a kid.
There's a kid, except it's more of a light fare comedy. Cool.
All right,
thanks, Greg. Kevin, bring up this first news story. Probably the first and only news story really we need to talk about today. Tom Holland reveals. There's the belt.
There it is. Put on your clothes, though.
The next Spider-Man movie is called Far From Home. I like it.
Yeah, so this is interesting. This leaked on a...
Did it leak?
No, it didn't. On his Instagram, right. He had like an iPad, and he's like... holding the thing like this, and it like says the name of the movie, and it's like, oh, Tom Holland, he's always fucking leaking shit accidentally, blah blah blah.
I feel like that it's been the last like 2 years, or like this. So like, let's just lean into this, and this is how news is gonna go.
So the name
him and RDJ, like all their social feeds are definitely being utilized for this stuff.
Far From Home, very interesting name because obviously Homecoming, and they're keeping the home in the title and all that stuff. We've seen a lot of set pictures, and we know that they are shooting in London for a lot of the stuff, so it's like that. It can make a lot of sense there. Our boy Joshua Yale over at IGN,
he
had an interesting tweet that I was thinking about where it's like, we're all expecting the Far From Home to be talking about London, but what if it is talking about some
Infinity level.
Other dimension type shit where it's like Doctor Strange has to get involved and all that.
Possible.
And it totally is, because that would be Far From Home.
That would be Far From Home, especially given the events of the last Marvel movies. That'd be interesting. I'm stoked about this. I gotta be honest. Love Tom Holland.
Hell yes. Give
me the Spider-Man franchise. Interested to see what they do with this and the next news story that we have, which I want to gauge how stoked you are about this. I don't know if you're familiar with the Silk character, but they're making a movie about her. That was just last week. Kevin.
Got it.
Thank you. Run me down this one for you.
All right. What?
Because Kevin said that they make
run
out a lot.
Run me down this one for you.
What's your read on the Silk character?
Oh, Silk started off really weird.
Yeah,
where it was like I'm like kind of into this, but they quickly turn it into being too much. But then it led into the excellent Spider-Verse storyline, so I was like, all right, I'm down for her. And then she got really shitty, but then they gave her another ongoing that's just her, and I'm like, all right, this is actually really good. Do we need a movie for her? No. Is it cool to have a Korean woman superhero?
Yeah,
sure. Is this movie actually going to happen? Probably not. You know what I mean? It's all fucking over the place.
We said that about Venom, and now we're getting those wonderful trailers.
So the thing about Silk that's interesting is, I want to say like 2014, like Marvel just went fucking spider crazy.
Yeah.
And like Spider-Man's all we got in certain ways, let's just fucking go.
Let's go.
So they made Spider-Gwen, they made Silk, they made all the stuff for the big Spider-Verse event that they were doing. That I really liked. It was kind of based off of my favorite Spider-Man storyline, which is the Ezekiel one from back in the day, where they kind of gotten the idea that maybe Spider-Man's powers didn't just come from being bit by the spider, but it was destiny, and like he is the spider totem, and then it goes back, and like all of Spider-Man's villains are all animals for specific reasons. Like when you think about the Vulture and the Rhino and Kraven the Hunter being involved with all of them, Scorpion and all that, the Lizard. And then they kind of made this weird thing where, I might get some of this wrong, but Silk got bit by the same spider as Spider-Man?
Correct.
And got pulled into, was being hunted by the Morlin, and it is like vampires, which is like the original plot line of the spider totem shit. And so she had to get locked in a vault for her entire life. So like she was kind of like hidden from humanity forever.
Okay.
And then she eventually gets busted out. And then the moment she's out, she's like a grown woman, and she's instantly tied to Peter in a direct way. and they can't stop fucking.
Oh, that's hot.
And it's like, it started off like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And then they just went on with it for way too long. Where I'm like, you're even turning me off.
That's the best.
And that's weird. But that's like, it just kept going. It was like six issues of them just like fighting bad guys and then just fucking banging each other. And
nothing turns me on more than fighting crime. You want me out there? I'll do a traffic stop as a fake cop and then we will fuck.
Yeah.
That's what's sexy Christ about Nicholas. That.
But yeah, then they did this, they kind of quickly stopped that shit. What's up?
Is he not dating anyone during
this? At that point, he wasn't. Okay. But it's... So, let me tell you this, Nick. I'm pulling a Greg Miller real quick. For the year leading into this, mm-hmm. Peter Parker, pretty much did a killing blow on Otto Octavius, Dr. Ock. And in Dr. Ock's last fucking moment, did some shit where he switched souls with Peter. So Peter died. Whoa. Like, the Peter soul was dead, but... Dr. Ock became the superior Spider-Man mm-hmm. in Peter's body. That's cool. And people didn't know. He like breaks up with Mary Jane and goes through all this stuff. And then he ends up dating this girl named Anna Maria, who is a little person. Then a year goes by. This all eventually Peter comes back and they switch. And he's like, who the fuck are you?
Oh my God.
Really awkward. So yeah, he was dating her, but then she's really understanding about it all. She's like, oh, you're just a different person in your body. I guess that's cool. And then they like say peace out. And then he fucks Silk.
There it is.
Yeah.
Getting laid.
Superior like Spider-Man was awesome.
I've heard Spider-Verse was awesome.
There's a lot of like things in the middle, not so good.
Interesting. All right. I put one more news story on here for you because I wanted to get everyone's opinion on this. Sometimes I like to dip into the weird and wacky shit. And this this smacked of Tim Geddes when I saw this headline on the Reddit. American woman flies 4,000 miles to UK to tell pal, quote, you're it, an epic game of international tag. He dressed as a gardener.
Is this real or is this just promotion for the movie?
I believe this is real.
I don't trust this shit.
I don't trust it at all.
But it could be promotion for the movie.
I don't.
If it's not promotion for the movie, it's someone just imitating the movie, thinking it's funny, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid. I hope it's real and I hope this person wasted all that money because apparently she just flew over here, tagged her friend and was like, bye.
Bye.
And then bounced back to, got right back on a plane and left.
Yeah, dude, give you
people
some money.
Do some stupid shit.
They do.
And the chat will let us know if this is real or not.
The chat will let us know if it's real.
Dude, it's a real story. says the Aragos, who I trust. I trust you guys.
Yeah, tag was based on a true story.
It was, but I don't think it was based on these people, right? Wasn't it based on some Americans? Because only we could come up with.
Is it actually based on a true story?
Evidently.
Who the fuck cares?
Who the hell
cares? Who the hell knows?
Did anyone see Tag?
Is any movie actually based on a true story?
It's roughly based on true stories.
Yeah, I don't trust it. Titanic? I don't believe it happened.
It sank. No. They brought it back up. They raised that motherfucker.
They did not. They left it down there.
They tried to raise it. They sure tried to raise it. All right. Let's go into some tips. This is the tip music. We're going to read some fucking tips. Just the tips.
Just the tip.
Oh, those are up already. All right. Let's see.
Take me up, Nick.
Stand by. What was the 22nd? That was Friday. I don't know if we read this one. I'll read this one from Jumper X. Said, is there a way to make the default tipping amount $5.69 instead of this boring-ass $1? Be sure to read the 0.00 cents because it helps prove my point further. If not, how do we get this fixed because it needs to happen? Thank you. You just tip whatever you want. That's how it works. That's how it works.
That works.
Brave Star Chang says, hi, Nick. I'm recovering from butthole surgery. I believe... In leading by example, so you should make an attempt to open mouth kiss your co-host. Maybe jokingly, but if you're in for it, just go ahead and lean in.
It's a lot.
We're gonna keep this going. Well, I mean,
we're gonna keep this going.
I'm trying to start an open mouth kissing policy here.
Okay. I keep hearing about this, but what does that entail?
In my mind, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that you and I pretty much share a brain at this point.
Yeah.
It's anytime we see each other, we say, "Hey, man, how's it going?" Right now, we don't actually greet each other physically, but we could integrate an open mouth kiss into that. So, hey, what's going on, Tim? What's up, Nick? And we just kiss a little bit.
So, but where's the policy come into play?
We have
is that required?
Well, okay. We have an open kiss policy, as in when you come through the door, someone might try to open kiss you.
And you have to just be okay with that.
You have to be okay with being propositioned to be open mouth kissed all the time.
Can we veto this already, or do we have to keep talking?
We voted on it last week, and Greg said yes, we're good.
No, Greg was confused. The champ gets confused sometimes.
Well,
he's a confused champ.
He's got too much body. Case Wood says, Nick, your wife was right, and Tim is on crack. Game night sucked. should see Tag instead was absolutely hysterical. Oh, that's bold.
We'll see.
Arcqueen24 gave us 500 cheers and said, hey guys, yesterday was my birthday and just paying my birthday tax. Gonna get a happy birthday from the KF champ himself. Thanks for keeping me entertained during the week and keep up.
Happy birthday from the champ, motherfucker!
Happy birthday. I believe he was talking to me, Greg. PanzerG2 says, Tim and the true champ, did the IGN comment section ever get to you guys? I know you guys like to bring the positivity. I'm wondering how that meshed with IGN's horror show that is the comment section. That's more of a question for you and Greg.
IGN's comment section never got to me. Kind of Funny's comment section gets to me because those people I actually care about.
Yeah, that's fair. Those people we actually want to listen to.
Yeah.
The IGN comments were just people that wanted to come in and be dicks, but
99% of the IGN comments weren't about the video. It was like just random ass whatever they were angry about that day.
Yeah.
But microtransactions or season passes.
They're like, you guys are stupid. Also, here's this. Carl Henderson says, Quaid and Kadena for prom queen, king and queen. Nothing says royalty like underage siblings ruling as king and queen. That's fair. It works for Game of Thrones.
They definitely have a platform.
They do.
But they're pushing.
They're going to go hard. And I love them for it. Bill from Charlotte says, controversial opinion. Any championship tournament where Andy doesn't get to participate should not be considered legitimate. I mean, I've been saying it for
opinions,
years.
Man.
I have been saying it for years. All right, Tim. Mm-hmm. It's that PS I love is best friend XOXO time.
Is it time?
It is time.
I've been waiting for this.
Kindoffunny.com/best friend. If the site's working right now, you guys can go and nominate people and we'll shout them out, just like God of Steel did. God of Steel is shouting out Chance Minter. The shout out to Chance, because my mama took one. I put that in there. That's mine. for being the first best friend I ever interacted with. He was just laid off from his job, so please send him some hashtag sweet nasty love at Chance Minter. That's ChanceMinter. He also does a weekly podcast called Pod Fast and Pod Furious.
Love it.
Where they used to talk about the Fast and Furious films, but now the show just de-evolved into discussions of trash Vin Diesel and or The Rock movies. But love then again, it. Is there any other kind? You can find it on SoundCloud.
Check it out. Pod Fast, Pod Furious.
There you go. ladies and gentlemen, giveaway time. Tim, tell the nice people how they can be entered into the giveaway.
There's four ways to win, Nick. One, you just got to be in the Twitch chat. I've seen people on Reddit asking, what does being in the Twitch chat mean? It just means be watching live.
Yeah,
that's
watch.
It.
Ready?
Two.
Just like the underscore platypus. That's historically accurate. I don't know why.
He could have won.
But he's in there.
He could have won.
Just won. Now maybe he's excluded win. Forever, though.
No, that's not how that works.
Sorry.
He's still valid.
He's out, dude.
Number two,
out.
Twitch subscriber.
Kevin
if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime. All you got to do is something that I never actually
You literally just, you can sign up, you can link the accounts, and it takes 5 seconds. In fact, I should probably do that today because I think mine's gone. Very easy. You go to subscribe. It says, do you want to subscribe with real money or your Amazon Prime account? You say Amazon Prime, and it just goes.
Link it and go.
Super easy.
Wow.
Super
they easy. Could not make that easier.
So easy that even I do it. And I'm fucking lazy.
If you want to actually give us money, though, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. $2 above on both of those gets you entered for a chance to win. If you do all four of those things, you're my favorite type of person.
Yeah.
The chosen few of the chosen
That's
few.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we really appreciate your support across the board. Even just being here watching this show is supporting us, and we love you guys very much for that. Today's winner comes from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to Midnight Toker 910. You have won Horizon Chase Turbo on the
Horizon
PS4,
Chase Turbo.
Which I imagine is just as a DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn. Is that
no.
correct?
No, it's not. It's a port of an iOS game that I enjoyed a lot on iOS. It's a very reminiscent of Cruisin' USA and those old school arcade racers.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun on mobile. I don't know how it's going to translate to PS4, but you're going to have to let me know.
Google, let us know, Midnight Toker.
Midnight Toker.
And thank you for your support on Patreon. All right, 3-3. Getting right there today.
Oh my God, I love it.
Well, you guys have another show after this.
Getting in, getting out.
I want some.
You want some of that foodsy foods?
I just want more coffee, man.
Oh man.
You want more coffee?
Omega Batman says, Nick, you are a wonderful human being and the true champ. Thank you for providing me entertainment every single day. See, I'm not always a terrible person. I appreciate that. I also appreciate that you've taken your comments of calling me an old fogey into YouTube as well. Thank you for spending that extra little 5 seconds to go F with me. I appreciate that.
Richard Dragon says, I saw a tag. It was funny, but all the pranks were shown in the trailers. So all the good bits are the interpersonal jokes that highlight the group dynamic.
It's got a great cast. But I also never need to watch that movie.
You're gonna, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're gonna watch that
I'm gonna movie. Watch it 6 months from now when it's free and tell everyone it's the funniest movie ever. And you're all gonna watch it and Greg's gonna hate me.
Greedy Ears says, currently at the airport hotel, flying out to San Francisco tomorrow. Can't wait to hang out with everybody. Last fucking go.
You brought your Switch because we're going to play some Fortnite later. Greedy.
Let's see, DTV20 says, Nick, waffles or pancakes? I gotta be honest, man. I know it might be controversial. I'm a waffle guy. I like how they just hold the syrup in. Mm-hmm. They get a little soggy, crispy at the same time.
Lexi Gunner says, will there be Kinda Funny morning shows and Kinda Funny games daily all week? Yes. Yes, there will. We're doing the impossible.
Nick, who are you not? Mexico or Sweden? I don't know the answer to that question, Lakershed. 2432. Who am I not? I'm neither.
You're neither.
I'm American, baby. America.
Yeah, America, dude.
I think he was trying to say who you got.
Oh, I see. Oh. Is that a World Cup thing?
Yeah.
I'd say I choose, I don't know.
Sweden.
You gonna go Sweden?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Mexico then. Tell you why. They're our neighbors in the south. We love them very much.
Good reason.
Sweden, I've seen Sweden, never been to Sweden. Been to Mexico plenty of times. Been drunk in Mexico plenty of times. Bah.
Assassin AK-47 says, are you guys gonna see Logic next month? We'll be in SF July 19th. I absolutely would, but Comic-Con is then, and I think that we're gonna be down there.
Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. I fucking love Logic, dude. We gotta go see his show and hang out with him because he's friends.
Mike Nike 093 says, XCU this week. We haven't announced this yet, so we have a fun little something
that's a
world premiere. We were gonna do Kinda Funny, or not Kinda Funny, X-Men First Class. Like, that's what we said in the last episode.
Yeah.
But then we looked at the schedule and things get a little dicey because Greg's gonna be gone for some things. And we got Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out next week. So we're gonna be doing the review of that. And I was like, since the X-Men First Class is kind of the reboot of the X-Men franchise, like a soft reboot, I was like, we might as well keep all those things together. So what we did is we had the Kinda Honeys record an MCU in review. That's right. They didn't just do a Game Over Greggy show.
Girls,
They did a thing. It was Joey on the boards, Gia, Jen, and Paula. And they ranked all of the MCU movies based on their experience watching them along with us.
Now,
does that mean they've seen all of the movies?
No.
Not all of them.
Doesn't mean to.
Because they fell asleep during most of
Sometimes
them. Not all
girls
of them.
Do.
Some of them did.
Let me ask you this question. Did they continue the tradition of rank those apps?
They did all of the podcasts with the podcast.
Yeah. Did they just get hammered and talk about Chris Hemsworth's abs?
I'm sure.
I believe
I had no part
fantastic. Fantastic.
So that'll be this week. Next week's Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then we're going to catch back up with XCU and review.
Beautiful.
And finish that shit out.
Ignacio Rojas says, Greg stole Nick's belt. He beat Johnny Ace, not Nick. It would be if Nick defeated shirtless Spider-Man. Both have very similar bodies and voices, but aren't the same person. Ignacio Rojas, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're a smart man. You're a smart man.
Smart man.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on motherfucking keeping on.
Richard Dragon says, Nick, what are you watching these days? I'm on season 7 of Entourage. And I'll tell you, I don't think I watched this far because it gets dark. I didn't know that Vince at some point develops a coke problem. And I'm not liking the show as much as I used to, but I'm still going through it. Let's see. I can't wait to see Nick and the Kinda Funny crew do stand up at RTX. We won't spoil that. I love doing stand up. I'll do stand up anywhere I can. Let's see.
Chewbacca says, did Andy come in to do his Gundam review like Greg asked? He came in, but nah. He's one of them PABs, you know what I mean?
Mm. Brad Bell says, have you guys thought about boycotting X-Men because of Bryan Singer's pedo shit? Or thoughts on boycotting in general? No, we're not going to boycott X-Men because
Bryan Singer. We do boycott pedo shit, though.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we're against pedo shit. Thank you for phrasing it like that. But Bryan Singer only did the first three. We're already beyond those at this point.
No, he comes back. Doesn't he do Days of Future Past?
He does do that, doesn't he?
And
I think he did Apocalypse.
And Days of Future Past.
Did he do Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
Fuck Bryan Singer. Well, no, we're not going to boycott. Let's go into sibling mode.
What pedo shit did he do?
There's some allegations.
Google it.
Okay.
Not for the show, just personally.
No, I understand. I'm Googling pedo shit in a minute.
River City Chris Ransom just says Sasha Gray, though.
On Entourage?
She's on Entourage?
Yeah, she's on season 7 on Entourage. She plays his girlfriend, and she is spectacular. Spectacular. She's the impetus of his undoing. Let's put it that way.
I understand.
She fucks with his head.
We've all been there.
And then she's like, you're going to be cool with me going back to porn, right? And he's like, yeah, totally. And then, spoilers, he's not cool with
porn
because she's going to get gangbanged by 5 dudes. And he's like, I don't know.
Jericho says, Tim, are we going to see each other twice this year? Year of Dreams. Woo! RTX and hashtag KF Prom Berlin represent. Hell yeah.
Fucking hell yeah.
See you there. See you in a week and see you in a month. Hashtag.
I love that. Guys, you think, who do you think will father a child at KF Prom? His bet is on Greg, says Mr. Yasman 300. It's possible. It's not a problem unless someone gets knocked up. That's all I'm saying.
Someone's gonna fuck because of prom. Will someone fuck at prom? Please don't. That's indecent exposure.
You're right, Tim. No one should do that.
Don't do it.
Keep it above the pants.
It'd be a bad
thing. Keep it above the belt, everyone.
Horrible thing.
Keep all your heavy petting above the belt.
You can't stop people from having fun, Tim.
You can, legally.
No.
You can.
It's indoors. It doesn't
Space for Jesus, Kevin. You need to know about it.
You
gotta
put a little space. My mom's gonna be there, everyone, so, you know. You want the wrath.
You
want
to fuck in front of Nick's mom?
Don't
fuck in front of my mom, please. Don't do that. I don't want to hear that fucking shit the rest of my life.
Superior Spidey 98 says, did you guys see the Ant-Man and the Wasp reactions? I did. I'm very excited about this.
People liking it?
People are very, very into it.
Of course,
saying that she's an excellent addition.
She's an excellent addition?
The Wasp?
Oh, okay.
Like, actually
being No. It looks good. That movie looks fucking fun. Let's see. Open mouth kissing allowed at prom? Always, of course, Party McFly. And Nick, with MoviePass bring a friend option, now you can join Kevin without having to sign up. I'm in.
All right. I'm 100% down to take you whenever you want, Nick.
All right. I'll let you know.
We'll watch any movie you want. I don't know that that's a thing yet, though.
When it is a thing, let me know.
Yeah. They're experimenting with it, I believe.
All right. That's it for the show today. You're not asking me any fun questions. In the sub-bully mode. We appreciate you guys. Okay. Remember, of course, if you guys are watching this.
Distant Karma.
Oh, no.
Says, boss just sent me to San Francisco for work. Might get a prom ticket. Do it. I dare you.
I dare
you.
Do
it, dude.
We'll see you there, man.
What are you fucking afraid
of? It's going to be fun. It's going to be worth it. Sorry.
There's not going to be any milk at this thing, so don't be afraid of milk.
What?
I don't know. I just made it up. I love you all. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to someone. If you're watching this on YouTube and you say to yourself, I have Amazon Prime, I don't watch anything on Twitch, go over to Twitch. Link the things and give it to someone. You want to give it to us? Great. If not, whatever. And if you're like, screw you, I want to spend real money, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You guys can support us at the $2 above level. You get entered in to win the giveaway. You also get all the amazing perks of the $1 and above level, which means you get to watch the shows live, be in the chat, see occasionally me say something crazy that we have to take out of the show. You guys can be that person. Until tomorrow, Tim, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you.
Prom this weekend. Get after it.
Get after it.
Kevin, I love you all. Cut the feed.